We begin Parakasir, the 10th chapter in the Rambam of Hilchos Shemitah, V'yoyvel Nesebes Ram. And now we transition from the first of Hilchos Shemitah to the laws of Yoyvel. As Ram begins Halacha Aleph regarding the commandment to count the years and to sanctify the Yoyvel year, the 50th year. As Ram says, Mitzvah Saseh, it is a positive commandment, Lisper Sheva Sheva Shonim, to count 7 years. In other words, 49 years, like the Pasuk says, 7 years, 7 times. And l'kadosh nasachem chamishim. So you count the cycles of 7 and to sanctify the 50th year. Shlomo says in the pasuk, b'savart l'cho sheva shapsa shonim u'goymer, you're going to count for yourself 7 cycles of 7 years. V'kidash t'mesh nasachem chamishim, and you're going to sanctify the 50th year. U'shtei mitzis elu, these 2 commandments, to have 7 cycles of 7 and the 50th year, are mesurin l'bez nagol b'vaz, is given only over to the high court. Now, halacha beis, u'me'imisa yischil limnis, and when did they start counting these cycles, these numbers? Ma'achar arba esri shanam, mishenichnasu la'aretz. After the first 14 years that they had entered into Eretz Yisrael, Shemek says in the Pasuk, because the halacha is, sheishanam tizra sadecha, for 6 years you should plant your field, v'sheishanam tizra karmecha, and for 6 years you should prune your vineyard, which means to say, then the 7th year becomes Shemitah, but it only starts at Sheyikolech and Makasatze, only when everyone recognizes his land. It has to be Sodecha, Karmecha. Now, the Shevisham, the first 7 years when they came into Israel, also Bekibash Aris, they were busy conquering the land. The Shevisham, the next 7 years, Bechiluk, with dividing it, so it was only after 14 years that it became definitive, which is everyone's land, and then they started these numbers of counting. Now, the Rambam continues now regarding the calculation of the years according to the Rambam. It comes out, you say like this, Vishnas Sholish V'chamish Meyes V'alpaim La'yitzira, 2,503 years from the creation, Merosh Hashanah, from the beginning of the year of the 2,504th year, which is Me'achar Meilir Ad Marishan, which is after Ad Marishan is born, which actually Shishana Shnili, it's actually the 2nd year of creation, because the world was actually created on Chaf Hei El. And the 6th day creation is Rosh Hashanah, which is actually when Ad Marishan was created. So in a sense, it's the 2nd year. Hischid Limnes, they started to count, which again, if you're starting from back then, when the world was created, so you have this 2,504th year, V'asu Shnas, and they made the year, which was 2,000, Esther v'chamish meyers leitziro, and 510 years, again, if you're counting from the birth of Adam Marishan, which is the 2nd year of creation, shehi shnas achas ve'esrim mishenichnas la'aretz, which is actually 21 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah, because again, they started after the 14 years, and then you have 6 years, and then you have, so that's 7 years later, 14 plus 7 is 21. So 21 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael, which again, we said that they started in 2,503 and 4, but again, then 7 years later, which is 2,510 years, which is 21 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they had Shemitah, the first Shemitah, Umana Sheva Shemitah, and they counted 7 Shemitahs, which is 49. And then Mekidush Nanzachar Chamishin, the year after, is the 50th year, which is the Yevil year, Shishnas Arba V'Shisha Mishenichnas L'Aretz, which that was 64 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Because you have the 14, and then they started counting, which is 50, it equals to 64. Halacha Gimel. Shiva Asu Yevilim, there was 17 cycles of 50, which is Yevilis. Monu Yisrael, the Jewish people, counted Mishenichnas L'Aretz, from when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, Ba'atshayatsu, until they left, after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Now, B'shana Sheyatzeba, the year that they left Eretz Yisrael, Shachar V'Bayis B'Yishayna, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, Maitzah Shviyas HaYisai, it was the year right after Shemitah. Ushnas Sheis Ushleishim B'Yevel HaYisai, it was, a Yevel cycle is 50 years, it was the 36th year of Yevel. 35 is a Shemitah year, and then right after that, you have 7 times 5, it's 35, the 36th year of Yevil, which was the year right after Shemitah, was the year of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Sha'arba me'eshana the Esr Shanim Amid Bayis Rishon, because the first Beis Hamikdash was around for a period of 410 years, and you have 480 years that they had from when they left Egypt until the Beis Hamikdash was built. So you have 890, and when you take away the 40 years that they're in the Midbar, and you take the 410 years that they You take the 14 years that they conquered and they divided. So that's 836, which those are 16 yovels. And you have 36 years from the 17th yovel. And the 36th year, like we said, was the end of Shemitah. Now, Kivin Shacharav Habayis, but once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Batal Minyan Zeh, so then they stopped this counting. Now, Mishabatla, when they stopped, Nishra Ha'aretz Chareva Shivim Shana, so the land was left destroyed for a period of 70 years, known as Golas Babel. Nimnas Vayasheni, and then they came back and they built the second Beis Hamikdash. V'arba Meis Ve'esim Shana Amad, and stood for a period of 420 years. V'ashon HaShviz, in the seventh year, Binyanif, when it was built, Ola Ezra, then Ezra came up from Babel. V'yabiyashniyam, that's the second entry they had into Eretz Yisrael. V'mishanazu, from that year, Hishchilu Limnas Minyach, they started counting, a second counting. V'asu shnas shleish esrei lebinyan bayis sheni. So they made the 13th year of when the second Beis Hamikdash was built as a Shemitah, because they started counting when Ezra came. Umanu sheva Shemitahs, and they counted seven Shemitahs. The kitchas shnas hachamishim, and they sanctified the 50th year. Now, ava bishlo ha'isa sham yevel bayis sheni. Although, wait a second, why are they counting the 50? Why are they sanctifying the 50th year? There was no yevel in the second Beis Hamikdash, because yevel was only when, as Rambam is going to tell us shortly, nachachavs, when all the Jewish people are there, which they weren't when Ezra came up, because some stayed out in Babel. Meinen hayu, I said, they still counted the 50th year, because they lekav the Shemitahs to sanctify the Shemitah year. I mean, they left the 50th year, they didn't count it for the next Shemitah cycle, because it's fit to be the Yevil year, and then the year after that is when they started counting the next Shemitah cycle. So Allah Adal, and then say Salam, so it comes that you learn like this. Shashon Shachar b'habayis b'achreinam, the year that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed by the second Beis Hamikdash, Shatchilasa, that its beginning, if you're doing Mitishrei, from Tishrei, which is Sha'achar Chubin Kishnei Chadoshim, which is after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash around 2 months, because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, as we know, and that was close to 2 months later is Tishrei. And the reason why we're saying from Tishrei, Shemitishrei Huaminyan L'Shemitah B'Leyevel, is because from Tishrei is when you count the years as it applies to Shemitah and to Yevelis. So Isa Shana, that year, Mitzah Shviyas Isa, was the year after Shemitah, because, like we said, the second Beis Hamikdash was for a period of 420 years, and it was from the seventh year when it was built that they started counting. So you take it down from 420 to 414, and comes out that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed at the end of a Shemitah year of the ninth Yovel cycle. Now Shnas Chamishas, and the 15th year min haYovel Hatashi Haisa, from the ninth Yovel cycle, that's when it was that they. That the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Now, according to this calculation, Shana Zu, so the Ram, this year, Shehi, Shnas, Elif HaMei, B'Sheb L'Chorban, the Ram is telling us in his time, which is 1,107 years from the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Shehi, Shnas, Shemayin, M'Sheba, V'Elif, V'Arba Meis, L'Minishtars, which there was a certain count of documents from Alexander the Great, which is the 80, it's 1,087th year, and 400 that Laminya starts for the counting of documents. Shehi Shnash Sheish or Shleishim Tsham Meis Ba Arbas Alof Mleitzir. And the Rambam is telling them this is the year of the 4,936th year from the creation. He Shnash Shemitah. That's the year of Shemitah, which is now, says the Rambam when he's writing this. Bishnas Achaz of Esam and the Yevil, and it's the 20th year from the Yevil cycle. Now, this is all based on how the Rambam is qualifying that Yevil still applies, at least in theory, in Bisman HaZeh. But in Halacha, the Rambam tells us the calculation according to the tradition. Of a kol ha-ga'inim amr, but all the ga'inim, which is the period before the Rishonim, that of the Rambam, they all say, Shemesaris him b'yedeihem, that it's a tradition in their hands, ish m'pi ish, man from man, that they didn't count in those 7 years between the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash. They only counted cycles of seven without stopping every 50th year as its own entity of Yevil. And so too when it was destroyed after the second Beis Hamikdash, they stopped counting. It wasn't in. They didn't have that variable of the 50th year. From the year when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they only were counting cycles of seven continuously. And so too comes out from like this, from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on the Tesla Mabez, this calculation, which is a tradition. Now, Halacha Vav, Ushnasa Shmita, Yiduhi, the year of the Shmita, which year of Shmita it is well known, for Semes Itzal Ga'inim, Vacha Yitzisol, by those of the Ga'inim and the people of Yitzisol. For Kudle Mane, Elishne Churban, and you're right, all of them only counted from the years of the Churban, Mashlichon Eis and Sheba Sheba, just cycles of 7 and 7. Well, Fich Cheshmin Zeh, according to this calculation, so it says Ram, then we have a different number. Tishonazu, then this year, Shishna Sheva Umeya Ve'elf L'Churban, which is, as we said before, 1,107 from the Churban Beis Hamikdash, is Meitzah Shvius, is actually the year after Shemitah, because if you're going to divide 1,107, which is the year from the Churban, into sevens, again, because you're not counting Gavels, it's going to be 158 Shemitahs, and one extra year, which is Matzah Shvius, the year after Shemitah. And that counting, that Messiah is what we rely on. Based on this calculation, on the Moran, we rule in your Meisers regarding which year of Meister it is, which is Meister Sheni, Meister Ani, depending on what year it is, Ushvis, and regarding which year of Shemitah, Bashmat Ksafim, regarding the cancelling of loans. And the reason is Shakabola, because the tradition, which is the Messiah from the Ga'inim, Bamaisa, and the practice, which was the custom of the people in Eretz Yisrael, Amudim Gedolim Bara, they are great pillars regarding ruling, Ubehen Roli Talis, and on them is fit to suspend the Halacha. Halacha Zayin. Now, Shnas Yevil, the year of the Yevil, meaning when Yevil was applicable, when all the Jewish people were there, like in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, in the Shvua, and that's where that was where the application was regarding the difference between the Rambam and that of the Ga'inim, that was not counted in the cycles of the 7 year cycles. Ella, rather, Shnas Teshvabom, when you come to year 49, that's Shemitah, because it's the 7th 7, and then there's Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year is Yevil. Then by the 51st year, you start over the cycle. That's the beginning of the 6th year of the 7 year cycle. So to every 50th year, that's not from any Shemitah cycle. Halacha Ches, Rambam tells regarding the biblical obligations of Yevil and the mitzvahs that are dependent on it. So Mishagala Shevet Ruvain, Veshevet God, Vechazi Shevet Menashe, when the tribe of Ruvain and the tribe of God and half a Shevet Menashe, when they went into exile, but la Yevilis, there ceased to be the halacha of Yevil. Because Shenem, it says in the Pasig, Ukurasim Duray Ba'aretz L'chol Yishbeha, that you will call out freedom in the land for all its inhabitants, meaning, Bezmancha Kol Yishbeha Lao, only when all the inhabitants of Jewish people are on Eretz Israel. But who and that is, Shalayim Mu'ubavin Shev B'Shevet, that there shouldn't be an intermingling of any of the tribes, Al Kulm Yeshem B'Kitiknim, rather the old dwelling, as is their appropriateness, as we said in Halacha Beis, that everyone recognizes what's his land. Now, so at a time when Yevil applies in the land of Eretz Yisrael, then Noyig B'chutzlas then also applies in Chutzlas, meaning to send the slaves free. Shemak says the Pasuk Yevil, it is Yevil, b'chol makom, wherever a person is. B'mifnei habayis, b'in shalei b'mifnei habayis, whether the Beis HaMikdash is around, or it's not around, as long as all the Jewish people are there. Halacha Tes, b'zmancha Yevil Noyig, and when Yevil is in rule, so Noyig d'nevedivri, then the laws of the Jewish slave apply also, where the Pasuk says that he's going to serve when he wants to stay past the 6th year, and he gets a hole in his ear. Achnas hayevil yavinimach. So you see, it's dependent on the year of the yevil. So to vidin bate erechem, so to the laws of the homes in a walled city, where it says that leyitza b'yevil doesn't go out on yevil. You see, it's dependent on yevil. So to vidin stei charamim, so to the laws of a field that a person makes chayim, which either goes to the kanim or to the beis hamikdash, depending on what type of chayim is doing. It also says v'haya sada b'tzisa b'yevil kodesh l'shem kistei chayim. It compares the chayim field to that of yevil. So to vidin stei achuzah, so to regarding the ancestral field, which the halacha is that in the Yevil year, it goes back, if someone sold his field that he inherited, it goes back to him. So therefore, again, that's dependent on Yevil. So to mekabel ger taisha, we accept a resident convert, which is someone that accepts upon himself not to do avodah zarah, but he doesn't eat kosher. And v'nehegesh shviyas ba'aretz, and the laws of Shemitah apply in the land. And so to Vashmatz Ksafim, B'chamakim, and the cancellation of debts anywhere, Minatayra, biblically, they all apply when there's Yevil. But if it's Mancha, Eino Yevil Naig, but when there's no halach of Yevil, then Eino Naig Echad Mekaleda, then none of these halachas apply. Chutz Mishvi's Ba'aretz, except for the cancelling, except for the laws of Shemitah in the agriculture, in the land, and Vashmatz Ksafim, B'chamakim, in the Brahim, and also regarding cancelling debts, wherever a person is, rabbinically, like we explain in Halacha Gimel. Halacha Yud Ram continues regarding the obligation of blowing the shofar. So mitzvah says l'tkoya b'shofar. There's a positive commandment to blow the shofar b'asiri l'tishri on the 10th of Tishri, minyam Kippurim, b'shnas v'yevil in the Yevil year. U'mitzvah zu mesur l'besn t'chila. And this mitzvah blowing the shofar is given over that the courts should blow it first. So now it says in the pasuk, if havart the shofar truah, in the singular they were talking about over there in the pasuk of the obligations of the courts, that you should blow a shofar of a truah. And also, now after that, subsequently, every single individual has an obligation to blow, because like it says in the plural, taviru shofar, they should pass through a shofar. And the tekem a shofar tesha, you blow 9 blasts on the shofar, kedesh tekem rishon, like you blow on Rosh Hashanah. Mavirin shofar b'chol gvul Yisrael, and they pass through the blowing of the shofar throughout the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Alocha Yirav, shofar shel yevil, the actual horn that's used to blow on yevil and on Rosh Hashanah, echad ul chadav, they have the same halachas. And so too, v'echad Rosh Hashanah, v'echad yevil atikiyah, so too, the same blasts that are blown in Rosh Hashanah are the same as that of yevil. Ella, the difference is, shebe yevil, but on yevil, taken bein bevezdin, shekidja beis achedish, that you could blow these blasts, whether in the court that is used to sanctify the new month, which is specifically the Bezna Gadol, the great court, and or bein bevezdin shelikidja beis achedish, or whether even the court that's not the Sanhedrin Gadol. Now, and so to b'chol yochad b'yochad chayv l'tkaya, so to every single individual has the obligation to blow, because man shebezdin yeshin, as long as the courts are settled, and but even mishalei b'fin lebezdin, it could even be done not in front of the courts, but it has to be that there are bezdins that are there. Now halachid beis, in contrast, b'rosh Hashanah shechalis b'shabbos, b'rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, lo hayitaken el b'vezdin shekidja beis achedish, they would only blow the blast in the courts that would be used to sanctify the month, and the inkal yochad b'yochad tekeya el b'fin lebezdin, and so too not every individual could blow unless it's front of the bezdin. Halachid Gimel, the Rambam tells us regarding the things that are ma'akim, that are integral for Yevil to be sanctified. So, Shalesha Dvar ma'akim be'Yevil. There are three things that withhold the validity of Yevil taking effect. And they are Tekiah, as we mentioned, the trumpet blast, that of the Shofar, the Shiluch Avadim, sending free the slaves, and V'Hachzar Sadas L'Balein, and sending the fields back to the original owners who owned them. V'Zur Shmitas Karka, and this is the cancellation of ownership of lands going back to its original owner. Now, this that we say that the slaves go free, from the beginning of the year, of the Yevil year, until Yom Kippurim, which is when they would actually blow the shofar, so the slaves didn't go yet free home. But they weren't enslaved anymore by their masters. So the fields wouldn't go back to their owners yet. It would be like this intermediate stage. Rather, the slaves, they would eat and drink, they would be merry. But the same shame, they would have the crowns on their heads. Once the Yom Kippurim comes, Toku Bez the Mashaber, then the courts would blow on the Shofar, and Niftra Avadim Lavatayim, then the slaves would go back to their homes, because the Sosa Balayan, and the fields would go back to the original owners. Halachat Hazvav, the Rambam compares that of Yevil and Shemitah. Dina Yevil, the laws of Yevil, Bishvisa Sa'arts regarding the resting of the land, and Medina Shemitah, and the laws of the seventh year, Echad Hulachal Dava, they're the same for all halachas. And that is called Sha'as B'Shvi'is, my Vaidz Arts, as we spoke about in all the previous parakim. Whatever is forbidden in the Shemitah year from working the land, Asa B'Shna'as Yevil is forbidden to be done in the Yevil year too. V'choshem Mot B'Shvi'is, whatever is permitted in the seventh year, Mot B'Yevil is permitted in the Yevil year. U'malacha Shalokin Alei B'Shvi'is, regarding whatever type of work would make a person get lashes in the Shemitah year, like in Alei B'Yevil, he would get lashes in the Yevil year. V'nim Perish Shna'as Yevil B'Achilo Uve Mechira Uve Beer, and regarding the laws of the produce of the Yevil year, regarding eating and selling and liquidating, as Kedim Perish Shvi'is Chol Dava, has all the halachas as the produce has in the Shemitah year for all halachas. Now, halachat Zayin, however, Yiseir Shvi'is Al Yevil, what Shemitah has over Yevil, is Shashvi'is Meshemetis Ksafim, is that the seventh year cancels debts below Yevil, that does not apply by the Yevil year. And V'Yesu Yevil HaShvi'is, and Yevil has something over Shvi'is, over the seventh year, Shayevil Mitzi Avodim Umash Mitkarka, where the Yevil year frees the slaves, and it also cancels ownership of land, where this is the law of when someone sells his fields, which it says in the Torah, the mitzvah says that's a positive commandment, like it says in the pasuk, ulatit in lords, there should be redemption for the land, which again, it gives the land back to its original owner. And moreover, Yevil mash mit karka bit chalasai, Yevil cancels the land, meaning that it sends it back to its original owner in the beginning of the Yevil year, where, like we said, Yom Kippurim, whereas the seventh year only cancels the debts, only at the end of the year, like we explained in Perek Tes, Halacha Daled.